Blog Talk Radio.
Take off.
dope. They just been sleeping. Time to get them woke like it's ammonia that you breathing. Open their eyes. See, I'm no joke. I'm so heathen. I'm every day with these bars. They just binge a weekend. Far from a star boy, I'm a solar system. Twisting my pen to send the comet on the deathly mission. Obliterate everything. Go back to the beginning. I'm bringing balance to this game with no scales tipping. Pick your poisons and antidotes. I'm a fan of both. People know I wear a few hats. Bless a lot of coats. And in the weather, I'm cool as a Canadian forest. It's no competition, I'm better, like the Misty chorus. Hardest rocking these pebbles can never be ginormous. I'm slinging things to the body to leave it extra porous. They ask a why the balance, really I don't need a burner. I'm saying I get you open, after all I'm Keith Turner. Tell them over-testing me, pins and pads are the weaponry. Arsenal never lacks, so a war is never addressing me. SNL is the army and taking over is imminent. I'm bringing out the monsters to stomp you like I'm Maleficent. Wizardly rhyme, but the flow is so hocus pocus. I'm uniform as a locust across. I got focus, I'm eating. So take notice, or take an L.
Take it down.
That black girl magic, now you under my spell.
Well, well. Yeah, well, well, well.
Man, I'm from the 757. Fly is the 757 BA. I'm a veteran amongst my brethren. Bread by the water, familiar with these, nigga. These shallow rappers, they don't even go over my knees. And I'm 5 feet, but I stand tall. The stage is a full court, and I'm ready to ball. Give me that rock, and I'm a slinger with the heart of Davis. Give a new home for Third Eye so they can see greatness. Cause I've been dope. They just been sleeping. Now I got them woke with this ammonia that they breathed in. Open their eyes, see I'm no joke, I'm so heathen. Keep turning, let them in, now they ain't never leaving. Been dope, they just been sleeping. Now I got them woke with this ammonia that they breathed in. Open their eyes, see I'm no joke, I'm so heathen. Keep turning, let them in, and now they ain't never leaving.
Peace, peace, peace. Peace from Black Cloud family. Welcome to another episode of Do Not Radio, place for Knowledge Born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Live. We're here on our Revolutionary Sunday episode, and we got the Born Day celebration of the God Knowledge Born Alive. So if you got something, you got a shout out, you got some acknowledgement, you want to clown, whatever you want to do, you know what I'm saying? Call in, phone number. 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions, with your comments, with your shout outs, with whatever you got. You understand what I'm saying? We're here on live today for you, because I'm celebrating regardless. You understand? So I can call in, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend when you're on live. Ask me whatever you want to ask me. I got one day. I got one day out of the year to do your thug thizzle. You understand what I'm saying? And I see my great warrior comrade is in the building. Definitely honored to have none other than the Black Riders Liberation Party's own five-star general in the building, my brother warrior comrade, General Taco. Take it all, Cap. Let's out. Wolverine Shakur is in the building. Let me get my bombs together for the God.
Black power, black power. Can you hear me out there?
Black power, sir. He's loud and clear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Black power. Black power. And all power to the people. This is General Taco representing the Black Rider, the new generation, Black Panther Party for self-defense. Much respect and honor goes out to Knowledge Born on his born day. The same powerful brother that helped to inspire me to get on the mic and do these radio shows to elevate and inspire black people to seek absolute liberation and salvation of the black nation. Much respect and honor goes out to you, sir, for pushing along for so long for our people. It's so important the things you do to help black people get a voice, to help the revolution, to get a platform, to deliver our people to true liberation and to stop the corrupt, racist white man and his foul capitalist fascist system from thoroughly and ultimately trying to exterminate our people. Much respect. I'm going to be brief today, but I want to also bring up the tragic and brutal assassination of King Nipsey Hussle. This brother was so strong and powerful out here in L.A. There's been a lot of talk, but I want to put the truth out there about this true revolutionary warrior who pushed for our people freedom. I knew the brother personally out here in L.A. Black Riders was started in 1996. And this brother hit the streets in the early 2000s. Right there on Slauson and Crenshaw. This is where a key point of our operations exists in L.A. and has existed for over 20 years. This brother learned from us on an everyday basis. I knew this brother. I worked with him directly on the street to help bring about peace, love, and unity with our brothers, the Bloods and the Crips. It is so important that we honor this brother, because this brother grew to be a strong warrior, and he took his street credibility, he took his financial influence and used them as weapons against the racist white man gentrifiers who pushed white land grabs to destroy and remove our social economic control that we have in the hood that's left after white flight took place, after the movements of the civil rights and the black power movements back in the day had failed. And white flight took place, and white folks start moving into the hills, into the suburbs, trying to get away from us. Also sending in they racist goons, the pig police, to brutalize and ultimately exterminate our people. So now, today, after mudslides, ferocious wildfires, it's killing them on a regular, on a day-to-day basis, out here in Cali. So now they want to come back and push these white land grabs to further push our people into extermination. And this brother Nipsey had recognized that, because a lot of gentrification started happening right there on Crenshaw, which is the main hubbub of black history out here in L.A. So he had recognized what was going on. This brother was so educated, he created a STEM program, not the stem cell program, because a lot of people get that confused. He created the STEM program, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. This is what he was bringing to the youth. This is so important that we develop these key skills to nation build and push a line and build that force that's going to deliver our people the absolute revolution. Because we accept that revolution is based on bloodshed. It's based on land, but it's also based on bloodshed. And Nipsey understood this. He stood strong for armed self-defense and armed struggle. His favorite books was Black Panther books. When I met him right there on Slauson and Crenshaw at what became later the Marathon store, his brother considered himself to be a Panther in spirit to the fullest. He was real close with Black Riders. He worked with us in the studio. He He worked with us against the pigs. He also sold Blackwater newspapers right there out the Marathon store for years. His brother was working on setting up a gang truce in that city after he had pushed different developmental programs. The brother created a program called Vector 90. And we got to think about this deeply. This program, Vector 90, was designed to stop the black brain drain in the hood where the white man steals and gaffles all of our talents, all of our creativity, and steals them and further pushes us in slavery. Why he capitalizes and builds his white establishment off our blood, our sweat, our tears, our precious ideas and creativity. This white man steals on a regular. So Nipsey had created the Vector 90 program, which was designed to go into different hoods and bring out the young talent, to teach them how to draw up their ideas on paper, to teach them how to market those ideas. And he also planned on using his money and other entertainers' money to help fund these programs for the youth. So these programs, this creativity, will be brought back to the hood for the development of the hood and our people. And the white man hated him for that. I'm going to say it again. The white man hated him for that. They wanted his head. As we all know, they wanted his head for introducing our people to true health care, bringing a Dr. Sebi platform to our people on a mass scale. This Vector 90 program, this STEM program, even paled in comparison to his other ideas. This brother planned on going to every major black city in America and develop the black heroes, the black revolutionaries of that environment, and to fund their ideas and to fund their programs that was going to help liberate our people. And this brutal, bloodthirsty white man sent in his snitch agent, Eric Holder, to brutally assassinate him right there in front of his store. So this is why we must accept this brother with open arms. And to the revolutionary pantheon of ancestors who pushed against this demon. So much honor and respect and love goes out to all that's listening in. Much love and respect goes to Knowledge Born for helping us and many other organizations and people get the truth out so we can stop this extermination that's being aimed at our people. We must push by any means necessary. We must push eye for eye, tooth for a tooth, head for a head, and life for a life. What that black line is like, though. That's all I wanted to say. Black power war, and all power to the people.
Black Power, shout out to five-star General Top over Range 4, taking on Capitalist out, calling them, putting Black Riders Liberation Party. Much love to the Black Riders, always showing love, always showing love and support, and been a vanguard for this proper propaganda campaign and war machine out here. You know, it was some times the folks that came at the platform and, you know, the riders stepped up. So this is always a place where warriors converge in celebration of warriors. So honest to you, General Taco, for making the flame, especially shedding light you know, Nipsey Hussle. We can't allow or leave it to our enemies to tell the stories of our warriors, those warrior comrades that are against us. So Black Power to you. I want to give a strong Black Power salute to the Black Riders Liberation Party and the new Black Panther Party for self-defense under the leadership of the coldest Black woman on the planet, General Crystal, National Chairwoman, General Crystal Muhammad. So shout out to her, her formation, and all the warriors over there, and the warriors who are working actively and arduously, facing all types of odds and obstacles and, you know, turmoil at every juncture for the liberation and salvation of our people and the destruction of our enemies, foreign and domestic. So let me bring in my brother and welcome him to the platform. Been a major staple in regards to collaboration media wise, and you know, got a lot of love and respect for him and for what he does and the platform that he provides, you know, all of us on a large scale. So just want to take a moment and hear from my brother. You know, he's a media mogul. He's a legend. He is My Skin Is My Sin's own liberation-minded media's own brother, Jobstown, a.k.a. Jobs, a.k.a. Careers, is in the building. Let me get my bombs and my missiles together for liberation-minded media's own Jobstown. In the building. Let me get it right. Let me get it right.
What's good, G? What's good, G?
What's good, fam?
Happy Born Day, man. How's life?
Life is good, man. Life is good, man, out here celebrating, regulating, inspiring, hustling, motivating, you know what I'm saying, in my Nipsey, you know what I'm saying? How you out here?
Oh, my goodness, man. We're just sitting up here looking in houses.
Yeah.
Me and my wife.
All right.
It is. She said happy birthday.
Thank you, Mama Career. Shout out to you.
She said thank you. Yeah, we just chilling.
Word.
Enjoying a day off together.
Oh, look at that. Look at
as
that.
As much as she can stand me.
What killer at, man? Killer is delinquent, man. Killer supposed to be on this joint, man, with me right now, man. I don't know what's going on, man, with Killer, man. You know what I'm saying? This ain't like Killer, man. Well, I got to give a shout out to Keith Turner. Me and her had the same born date, so, you know, for every warrior that was born on this day, you see what I'm saying? Happy born day, happy physical day. Got to play some Key Turner in the show to shout my sister out. She out there in Jamaica stunting and styling and profiling. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, make sure y'all get her new project, Twisted Pen, Open a Lock. She was on the show. Check the archives out. Very, very dope MC. Y'all heard that at the beginning, Ammonia, fire track, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to play some more joints throughout the show. And I also want to give a strong, strong Black Power, Black Love salute to my sister, Rabe, from Trill Alchemy, Trill Alchemy CEO. She did some energy work on me today, and I strongly, strongly, strongly recommend her services. Y'all can check her website out, www.trillalchemy.com. She is very, very thorough. And, you know, I don't like sugarcoats. Folks who work with me, they tell me the truth. You understand? People who are around me, they tell me the truth. If you love me, you want to tell me the truth. You know what I'm saying? So sister told me the truth, you know, some things I need to work on, and it was very, very, very accurate. You see what I'm saying? So it was very, very transformative for me. So shout out to Rob Bay. If y'all saw the broadcast that we did in Texas, y'all saw the sister, y'all felt that energy, you know, opening up the ceremony, you know, with some of that trill spill, some of that trill alchemy. So amazing dynamic sister with a lot of knowledge, a lot of information, a lot of places to draw sources from. And she is about this work, about the restorative mental, emotional, psychological, psycho-spiritual essence of Black people. So Rob Bay, www.trillalchemy.com. Y'all can see more of her work. Rob Hill on Arts on Facebook. See what I'm saying? Book that sister and get, you know, this work done that you need to get done internally, you know, in order for us to be in optimal position, to be in an optimum position, we have to be in optimal health in all aspects. So definitely engage my sister and keep her busy. Keep her busy. Shout out to us. Yeah, I appreciate all of that born day love, man. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was just Facebook, man. You know what I'm saying? Charles, I got some love out here in these streets, man. Folks, come on,
man.
Show us love, man. Come on, man. You know, honestly, man, I do, you know, kind of be bugged out about it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you just put on, you just, you know, go out there and do the work that you do. You see what I'm saying? You don't really have time to take it in, you know? You don't really have time to take it in because it's on to the next maneuver, on to the next objective, move. So, you know, a day like this, you know what I'm saying, cats come through, show you some love, you know what I mean? It does something different to you, you know? It does something different to you. So,
you the man, bro.
Good job.
You deserve it, man. You earned it.
I'm about to play some Jay Electronica right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get my DJ KBA slash, because it's all of my alter egos born day today. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, all of the aspects of me is celebrating today. You understand? So if y'all got a question, y'all had a comment, whatever y'all got, man. 929-477-1755. Press the number one. Come through, man. Rock with your brother, man. You know what I'm saying? Text
what
killer, man.
Do,
I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? Jay Dizzle out there. He out there in the streets, man. You know, high class, man. He out there in the streets with Judge Joe Brown and RZA Islam and, you know, Dr. Umar Thompson.
Yeah,
and, you know, all that. Fancy living
right
out there. You see what I'm saying? Fancy living. You know, text killer, man. Tell them call in, man. This can't be a show without killer, man. You know what I'm saying?
Alright.
So yeah,
9-9-4-7-7. I'm gonna mute myself.
1-7. Wow, yeah, mute yourself. You know what I'm saying?
We
I was sleeping on the train, sleeping on Leather Road Lab out in the rain. Without
without even a single slice of pizza to my name. Too proud to beg for change, mastering the pain. When New York niggas was calling Southern rappers lame, but then Jack and I slang. I used to get dizzy spells, hear a little ring, the voice of an angel telling me my name, telling me that one day I'ma be a great man, transforming with the Megatron dawn spitting out flames. Eating whack rappers alive, sitting out chains. I ain't believe it then, nigga, I was homeless. Fighting, shooting dice, smoking weed on the corners. Trying to find the meaning of life in the corona. Till the 5%ers rolled up on the nigga and informed them. You either build or destroy, where you come from? The Mac know your projects in the third ward, slum, hum. It's quite amazing that you rhyme, how you do, and that you shine like you grew up in a shrine in Peru. Question 14, Muslim lesson 2. Dip diver, civilizer 85er. I make the devil hit his knees and say to our father, abracadabra. You rocking with the true and living. Shout out the lights out, Joseph I, Chewy Bivens. Shout out to Baltimore, Baton Rouge, my crew in Richmond. While y'all debating who the truth was like Jews and Christians, I was on Cecil B, Broad Street, Master, North Philly, South Philly, 23rd, Tasker, 6 Mile, 7 Mile, Hartwell, Rasher. When niggas really would pack a U-Haul truck up. Put the high beams on, drive up on the curb at a barbecue and hop up out the back like, what's up? Kill a nigga, rob a nigga, take a nigga, bust up. That's why when you talk that tough talk, I never feel you. You sound real good and you play the part well, but the energy you giving off is so unfamiliar. I don't feel you.
We need Seth Miller!
Nas hit me up on the phone, said what you waiting on. Tip hit me up with a twist, said what you waiting on. Diddy send a text every hour on the dot saying when you gon' drop that first, nigga, you taking long. So now I'm back spitting that he could pass a polygraph. That Reverend Rum rocking Adidas out on Hollis Ave. That FOI Marcus Garvey, Nikki Tesla. I shock you like an ill electric field, J Electra.
Oh my God, keep going.
They call me J Electronica. Fuck that, call me J-Elect Hanukkah, J-Elect Yarmulke, J-Elect Ramadan, Muhammad Asalamaka, Rasulullah Subhanahu wa ta'ala through your monitor. My Uzi still weigh a ton, check the barometer. I'm hotter than the motherfucking sun, check the thermometer. I'm bringing ancient mathematics back to modern man. My mama told me never throw a stone and hide your hand. I got a lot of family, you got a lot of fans. That's why the people got my back like the Verizon man. I play the back and fade the black and then devise a plan. Out in London smoking, vibing while I ride the tram. Giving out that raw food to lions disguised as lambs. And by the time they get their T-top and deploy all their henchmen to come at me from the treetops, I'm chilling out at tree stock, building by the millions. My light is brilliant.
Try. Be better than a lot of y'all records. Don't get mad. Morning after. World premiere. Me. For real though. I ain't even gonna say nothing. Matter of fact, I don't even know why I'm saying this. Jay, you should get Puff to do this over. We moving out. On to the next record. I'ma let this just ride.
The only thing I'm seeing I'd like to put an amend on, perhaps a little more room here for the fixins. You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh, we're going to have a lot of fixins?
We're going to have so many fucking fixins up in this motherfucker. This shit's going to go through the roof, man.
Ooh.
Ah, damn, I'm shitting gold these days.
devil, the haters, the bloggers, the papers, the labels, they label me. But they can't relate to our struggle, my nigga, we came up from slavery. Apologies go out to all of my fans because they waited so patiently. This one is for all of the lost and forgotten black angels that pray for me. A million niggas love me cause I'm ill. The greatest story ever told, niggas in the field. From Solomon to Sambo to Django, it's fact. I'm the Farrakhan of rap and I get it from the wheel. The son of WD, who hung around in the deep, who ran around in the streets. The trap gods raised me, face all on the sphinx. Story all on the wall of the pyramids. Niggas know the black god saved me. You can blow the nose off, that won't change it. Obamacare won't heal all that anguish. We came a long way from the bottom of the boat. All praise to the MACD, we found our language. Gold necklace, middle finger erect. God, Private Shabazz, styling on the record. Lost sons of Muhammad, we wildin' in the record. The Shadu, Allah, and Lahat is the message. All these niggas, I got to fight one. All these devils, I got to strike some. All these rebels just waiting on the war cry. Mama said, son, you got to strike drum. Rock Nation, celebration, motivation, elevation. Nigga, we made it from slaves on the slave ship. Live from the cotton field, straight to the spaceship.
Kinda makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like motherfuckers should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
Hop of the slave ship. Pop up my chain and took it to Jacob. I gotta go play it. More than that bitch, like, nigga, we made it. I own my own masters. No, I ain't missing no royalty statements. I can't be rated. God. Damn, ho, stun on them haters. Sorry, Mr. Drizzy, put so much y'all talk. Silly me rapping about shit that I really bought. Why these rappers rap about guns they ain't shot? And a bunch of other silly shit that they ain't got. I'm on my loop, speed up, young go. Stunning on stage after 12 years of slaves. This Ace of Spades look like an Oscar. Black tough, look like a mobster. Don't make me ride ya, nigga, watch your tone. I come to court with black boxes on. Y'all hella jealous of my melatonin. I can black out at any given moment. I'm God, Jesus, 7-letter made. So with my arms defeated, shackle, I still get paid. All praise is due. I'm ready to chase the Yaku back in the cage. These are the last days. What do I sing? Phase showed up to the last supper in some brand new J's. I'm the true living book of hoes. New religion ain't fun. The other world, alien superstition. You blind, baby. Blind to the fact of who you are, maybe. My bloodline's crazy. Kings and queens and Michael Jordan rings. I go stupid, though. Susie, the flow's filthy. Y'all can't kill me. I've been inoculated from the snakes in the face. And your corny handshake, cocksucker, we made it. Ah!
Yeah. Had to get that J Electronica out of my system. You know what I'm saying? Had to get it out of my system, man. Josh, you talk to Killer?
I texted him. He didn't hit me back yet.
Hey, go to the phone lines, man. I see my brother in the building. Iquani us up in the building. Let me see what Bob Iquani got for the fan bam up in here.
Hotel Pool.
Iquani.
Hotel
Pool. Uncle Josh there. How you?
No, I got it. How you? Everything is well, Sam. Everything is well. Ramasu Nefer. Big Brother Born. Enjoy your day. Happy born day.
Right.
Happy born day, brother.
Born day was what? Born. All right, man. I'm over here, you know, drinking some water. You know what I mean?
Drinking some water.
I'm drinking some water and shit, you know what I'm saying? Over here drinking some water, you know.
Yeah, man. What kind of water you got? You got some of that swamp water over there, bro?
Man, I got some of that old swamp water. You know what I'm saying?
You got that dirty creek water over there, huh?
Yeah, I got me some of that marshland. Swamp water.
Hey, okay. What you know about that, bro? What you know about that? That's what it is.
Yeah.
How the fam, man?
Everybody good, man. We on the rise. You see what I'm saying? We on the rise, man.
Yeah.
What message you got for the people, man? I know you got something, man. Give them that real deal, man. Give them that real deal, Holyfield. Equanime style.
Stack your coins up. Stack your chips up. So you can be employed by your... You can employ your own damn self. You ain't got to go work for the Wazungas. Crackers. So that's the words of advice, you know. You know, seek your own so you can sustain your own.
I see it, man. I'm over here vibing, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm in my zone over here. You know what I mean? In my zone over here. You know.
That's what's up, man.
Getting busy. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on. We done had some crazy shows lately, man. Like, there's been some crazy shows. Some amazing people coming through sharing their stories, man. There's a lot of our people out here, you know, despite this media virtual onslaught, man. There's people that's making moves, man. There's people out here making moves for the betterment of our people, man. We got some strong warrior organizations out here that's organizing and working on that behalf. And we just got regular people out here, regular brothers and sisters out here doing amazing things, man. So, you know, my plate is full, man. Plate is full. Like, June 10th, next Monday, we celebrate 900 episodes. You know what I'm saying? 900 episodes on here being a resource, being a platform to propel the ascension, the mental, physical, emotional, and psychological ascension of our people, you know, from a myriad of vantage points. You see what I'm saying? So just honored to be in a space to where we can hold veneration ceremonies for our people. You see what I'm saying? Who is honoring them? Who is remembering them? Who is uplifting them? Who is celebrating them? You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's my born day celebration today, but I celebrate African people every single day. Every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, honored to be able to be in a position to identify people, you know, throughout my travels to recognize, you see what I'm saying? And give them a platform to promote themselves. You know? So, it's a beauty. And it's a honor that I, you know, I hold dear in my heart with true esteem to be able to be surrounded with like-minded, warrior-minded, serious, you know, folks who really about the reformation and restoration of our people. You know what I'm saying? So it's good, you know, it's good. That's why I drink this water, you know what I'm saying? I drink this water, you know. If I end up like Anthony Joshua, man. You see that fight?
Nah.
Woo, boy.
I had to go in last night, but I heard, you know, I saw some little aspects of it. Got knocked out.
Man. Boy, that boy got ragdolled around that ring, man. You see what I'm saying? You can't be half-hearted, though. You know, I think from that first knockdown that happened with my man, He never recovered. He never recovered in that ring, man. You see what I'm saying? Like when he knocked dude down, it looked like business as usual. He didn't expect dude to get up and come at him like he did. Dude came right at him. Knocked him down four times in the fight, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
He was out of it. Like he was mentally out of it. He was checked out. He was looking at the corner like, yo, man, why am I still fighting? You understand what I'm saying? So these is all obstacles and challenges, and when you don't have yourself together and you don't got the right people in your corner, this is where you end up at. So
that's what's supposed to happen.
That's what I took away from that. You see what I'm saying? Like, I know you're not going to win every fight that you set out to fight, but you can be wise enough to learn something from it. Like, he could be devastated to the point where he never won a box again after this. He literally got ragdolled around that ring.
Mm-hmm.
The whole fight.
The whole fight?
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, it's hard to do. Like, he had a height advantage on the cat he was fighting. But when the cat inside your guard, if they pass your gloves, you're done for. There's nothing you can do. You see what I'm saying? Now your height advantage is a disadvantage to you. Because if I got my arms fully extended and Joshua got some punching power and he has boxing skills, you see what I'm saying? He's not wild in there. He's like surgical with the boxing. But if I'm past your gloves, you're done for.
Right.
So the height advantage that you got towering over somebody, you got to pull your arms in to block yourself and to return some punches. Duke was all in his guard. He was close enough to be damn near inside his elbows. So he was like a few feet away from his chest, punching him in the face and punching him in the body. And he outweighed him by 20 pounds. So imagine the cat, he 268, you 248. You got 268 pounds punching you in your chest, in your ribs, and in your face. Inside your guard. Because you can't even pull your arms back fast enough to protect yourself. So he's ragdolling. Ragdolling. So gotta be a little wise, man. Gotta be a little wise. That thing should have been him trying to chase him the whole fight and getting mopped up. Because he had the power to put him on the canvas, because he put him on the canvas. You see what I'm saying? And I think that he took that in stride and got confident, and that confidence got the shit knocked out of him. And then when he hit that canvas, he could never recover. So we can never be in a position like that to where you can't see far enough ahead to be victorious. You see what I'm saying? But it's just life lessons to be able to see that, you know. Through, and he was the champ. You know, he went in the ring, the champ, and went out off the throne. You know what I mean? So, you know, we know from our traditions, we learn these particular stories about how to, you know, be resilient after, you know, after a loss. You see what I'm saying? The toll that it takes on you, the picture that's created in your mind. See what I'm saying? So we use these lessons to propel us forward. So, you know, we the punching bag, right? We the punching bag. We the training mitts. We the sparring partner. You see what I'm saying? And we the champ in the ring, getting ragged all around the ring. So we really got to look at this holistically and see what fight we in, what round we in, and how we're going to be victorious in this fight on every level.
And just to add a little side note, brother, as you were just talking and brought it home, you know, to our people as it relates to the fight, you know, it seems like, I guess, you know, that kind of reminds me of the fight that we're in, even though that we are great. We made the greatest accomplishments. I think a lot of falsified sense of ego. You know, even with our people going to church or doing whatever, we got a falsified sense of thinking that we have the clear advantage. And we go in with our head up rather than thinking like the underdog. Thinking like, well, damn, I got, you know, even when we think about reparations, you know, we're behind, even though we're great, we're still behind the mark on things that we need to, you know, bring into materialization. And, you know, just for our community, we're behind in our civil world. We're behind in a lot of stuff as us as black people. We still look for the same oppressor, the same enemy, to give us some type of positive results or some type of positive outcome. So that clearly shows and, you know, it manifests that we're in a bad situation. But like you said, a lot of times I see with the majority of our people, we have this, and confidence is not bad, but we have this overly compensated ego, falsified ego, like as if we're running shit. As if we're, you know, the big shit, and then we, like you say, we get ragdolled. We're the ones that have to cry You know, seeing each other getting killed in the streets, we're having to cry, seeing the police kill us like dogs. You know, we're basically getting ragged all around the ring. So going back to the drawing board as it relates to, you know, our opponent, who we are ourselves, and taking that shit very, very seriously. You know, not just taking it lightly, as a lot of our people do. So in order to get ourselves to a win, you know, so that's what we wanna be. That's what we wanna see ourselves being triumphant, being the winners, not the fucking losers, getting thrown and tossed all around the ring. So, hey, that was a, you know, good analogy, bringing it home, seeing Bourne. So, like I say, you know, that definitely adds fire to the potency.
To you, Quanique, man. You know what I'm saying? Always bringing that real through. That's what I was waiting for. You know what I'm saying? You was trying to hold out. You was trying to sneak out without giving no juice. You understand what I'm saying? Got to get that jewelry out. You can't keep it to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
To you.
All right. You're still at the party, man. You know what I'm saying? I see my brother done got in the building, man. Got to get to my brother, Killer Steven, man, in the building, man. Yeah. So you good, Equanif? You got anything else?
Nin, just want to tell you enjoy your day. But it sounds like you enjoy your day every day, you know, and celebrating yourself, celebrating your people. So that's what I want to tell your brother. Thank you for your work again, man, because like what you said, you do good shit every day. You know, it's long-winded, so you keep going. Well, they say you keep the porch light on, so that's the business. Dr. John Henry Clark said, who will speak for Africa in the 21st century? I can't think of many, but, you know, definitely when I think about you, and I'm going to say you're a loud mouth. You know, I can definitely say you are a component that makes this thing a driving force that makes this thing go, man. So do I and tell.
Thank you. All right. Do I and tell. Let me get a Born Day shout out, man, one more time to my twin sister from another mister. T Turner out there turning up in Jamaica, man. Got to play one of them other cuts, man. So y'all calling in, man. Call in, show some love to your brother, man. 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions, with your comments. I'm glad ain't nobody asked you no questions. Jobs, ain't nobody asked you no questions. I'm good, man. You see that? Ooh, I'm doing good over here. You understand? I'm doing good over here. You get to this key turning, man, real quick, man.
If my wings should fail me, won't you provide me with another path? Oh, Lord, I don't care.
So I stay fly to rocket ships and pay no mind to these Kylie's who got a lot of lip. I'm humble, but my zodiac allows me to flip. I bring no malice, but if you push it, I got two clips.
Yeah.
Load them up, bang them out. They eyes wide open and my ass ain't even hanging out. But they like, damn key, you thicker than getting the south. Moving dark too, but these bars is what I'm all about.
Right.
Lyrically sharp, fit to dismember. Pour your blood in a shot glass and serve it like a bartender. Pretty raw, no, I'm cut from a different cloth. With women acting like women and still went the fuck off. Internet like La Tisa. Had to be Nicki D, had them all Easter.
Right.
Before the blind and butt surgery, when words were so rich, no need to talk about currency.
Man,
you would have thought I was stripping. How this nigga threw cash on stage while I was spitting. Out of P-Town, asked my bro twice. Took my tips to the bar and proceeded to get nice. Corona with the grenadine.
Yeah, that's the fight.
Then we go a little harder.
Henny on ice.
Dude yelling, please give her whatever she likes.
Now this girl got mad, now we in the bar fight. And thankfully, I didn't have to put out the light. I just told the DJ, yeah, pass me the mic.
I'm the moon, how I shine.
It should
be in heavy rotation all the time. Encore, they want more, so I give another round. My craft is never domestic, I taste underground. The crowd loves what I'm serving. Last time we had Moscato, but this is full body bourbon. Feel it so deep inside, when it hits the mind, head to be leaning as if it were a coaster ride. Hands up when the beat drop, I keep the potency and will never cut it with soda pop. Besides, I don't know how to be sober. When it comes to the bars, I always have a hangover.
Yeah, it's a lot of things I'm over these days, man. I'm over everything sounding the same on the radio and all these unjust killings, man. It's crazy. You gotta stop. Yeah, it's Keith Turner. And now to read, I'm over being overlooked for the overrated. Over being discriminated because I'm melanated. Over the industry for being oversaturated with rappers who have no respect for pioneers who made it possible to even do this in and cash out. Y'all get a gimmick, collect the money, and y'all mash out. I'm over reminiscing about the days when women got recognition without having their ass out. I'm over the over-sexualized visuals, the dark verse light skin. Colorism is pitiful. I'm over the overly spiritual. Pastors robbing the sheep, got them giving up money for a miracle. Over being underpaid at a job with no room to grow, and not having enough dough to run my own show. I'm over shut doors, so I'ma take the keys, like my name was Swiss, and get it overseas, and get teased, and for that I would not conform, and dumb it down just because it's your new norm. I'm sticking to my guns, blasting my sound, and pitching it like a circus, cause I'm over these clowns.
Keith Turner, twin sister, Born Day Love Celebration, man. Shout out to her, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to do it. She can do it on my behalf. You know what I'm saying? But they ain't want it when I was doing it, though. They ain't want it when I was doing it. Nobody. It's all good, though. Where Killer at, man? Killer, where you at, man? Killer. Killer. Let me get my drinks ready, man. Killer in the building, man. Killer in the building, man. This is a killer, man.
Motherfucker, man, what's happening?
Hey,
how you feeling?
Killer in the building.
You know what I'm saying? It's killer season, man. You know, it's Jobstown, but it's killer season. You know what I mean? I'm good, man. You know what I'm saying?
Happy Born Day to you. How you feeling, cuz?
I'm good, man. You know what I'm saying? Over here drinking water and shit. You know what I'm saying? Over here drinking water and shit. You know what I'm saying? Till the sun go down,
right.
Then, you know, I'm going to be in my lab coat, you know what I'm saying, with some 151, some gin, some tequila, all that together.
Ooh.
I'm about to get retarded. You understand what I'm saying?
All right.
Get retarded.
Yeah, I'd be dead.
Killer, yo, where you been, son? Where you been at, son? You know what I'm saying?
I've been on time out, I guess. I don't know. I've been over here chilling.
I mean, time out. What they do that at?
They put me on pause. I don't know.
Damn. I've been.
I know you was on tour. I was on tour for a minute.
I'm still on tour, man. I'm still on tour. Like these folks are coming through like crazy. I'm telling you, like my schedule, the schedule dynamic been so crazy. It's been something or somebody or something any day.
It is what it is.
I'm supposed to be chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? Supposed to be chilling, man. You know?
Nah, it ain't that time.
I know. I'm like, all right, you know, I got a little room, you know what I'm saying? It's a marathon, not a sprint. I'd be damned if it ain't a sprint-a-thon. You understand what I'm saying? It's a sprint-a-thon around here, man. Sprint-a-thon.
So how
did
the events work out?
It was pretty cool, man. Always show love, man. Texas always show love, man. It's about to be crazy, though. About to be in a lot of places. This coming
right.
Year, so I'm gonna be in a lot of places, man. I don't know what they're gonna do when I show up, but you know,
something's gonna happen.
I'm gonna go to hell.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about all to right. Come to Ohio, like the whole Ohio about to be took over. You know what I'm saying? Like Ohio, the whole state.
Come through.
About to be different. Cleveland about to be different. Cincinnati about to be different. You understand what I'm saying? Columbus
right.
About to be different. It's about to be different out there. You know? You know what I mean?
We'll be here.
Oh man. I heard Key Turner getting busy, man. I know Giles got something disrespectful.
Yeah, that was fire.
Okay.
No, that was fire.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Keep it cool on the Born Day. Tomorrow you could talk shit. You know what I'm saying? That's my sister.
No,
born
no,
on the same
no
day.
No criticism at all. Shit was fire.
Getting it. Yeah, she's an animal, man. She's an animal on that microphone. You know what I'm saying? Remind me back in the 40s, you know what I'm saying? I was me back in the 40s, you know, 1940. I think it was 1947. 1947, I was out there getting
something like that.
They ain't want it back in them days. They ain't want to see me on that microphone in 1947. You know, I done got old.
Doing that sound.
Done got a little rusty. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I leave it to y'all professionals, man. Killer got it. Jobstown got it, man. Key Turner got it, man. You know what I mean? United Front, Brick Foundation, Ty LVG. Y'all got it, man. You know what I'm saying? But
so
it's
on
his
face. I missed that.
Well, you know, I played a couple of her joints. I'm playing a couple more. You understand? Before we get out of here.
Oh,
but
shit.
She
okay.
In Jamaica, styling and profiling. You know what I'm saying? She out there on the beach.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? By the beach. You know what I'm saying? Over there.
Showing off her shit. I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Out there. You know, spitting and suntanning at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right. I figured deal, you know. I was supposed to be in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? Being respectfully disrespectful out there, but it ain't worked out. But it's about to be some joints, man, some things happening. Philly, Baltimore, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati. Flint.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? New York, San Diego, Oakland,
yeah,
LA.
Tutorial.
It's about to be a tutorial type of situation going down. You understand what I'm saying? Tennessee, you know, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? It's about to be tutorial lituation going on. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
I'm gonna be on the road like I got a damn, what you call it? Like you know, I got one of them comedy tours and shit. But ain't no comedy going down. Let's go down. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a liberation situation. You know? I need one of them tour buses, man. I just ain't gonna drive it though. I, you know, gotta ask somebody to try that shit. Can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Be one of them professionals, man. That don't even look like they driving. That's how well they drive. You know what I'm saying? You just coasting.
Right.
They got like one little finger on the joint driving cross country, man. You know what I'm saying? Pulling up in people's cities, man. Getting involved. Getting organized. You know how them chumps, when they be running for office, they be on the in the tour buses and shit coming through cities?
Right.
They ain't got nothing to offer nobody except a speech. And that speech get them in office. So ever think in your mind that something that you say is worthless to the point to where you devalue it. These people don't give out no money. They don't give out nothing. They just get in the damn tour bus and go from city to city, give a speech, shake a couple of hands, and they get in office and destroy those same people's lives. You understand? So don't ever think that something that you say out of your mouth ain't worthy enough for people to come see. Like we hear, they'd be like, oh, man, it's just talk. It's always talk, talk, talk. Got a cat with orange hair in the White House. He was talking shit. He ain't do nothing. He was talking. And he talked his way all the way into the White House with orange hair.
Huh?
And he was talking shit. He was like, hey.
Yes.
He was like, hey. They let you grab him by the pussy. And they leaked it like that shit was going to be over for him. They had t-shirts the next day, motherfuckers was running around like, Trump can grab this pussy. You hear me? So, I'm about to get on my tour bus, man. Coming to the cities, man. Coming out, man. I need the chairs and the little stage and the microphone real quick and then do my thing, man, and be out to the next cities, man. You know what I'm saying? Get on my tutorial. You know what I mean?
I ain't
running for office or none of that shit. So it ain't no campaign, but it's a campaign that need to be in effect, man. Folks need to organize in their cities, man, and around their cities, around the giants that's in their city. So that's really what the part is. You see what I'm saying? So want to collaborate with some strong people around the country and around the globe. They better be glad I don't got no tour bus that could just float on water and shit. You know what I'm saying? We be in every continent. We'll be in every motherfucking continent. You know what I'm saying? Because I know jobs started getting on the plane and shit. We're going to have to be able to rock us that cat killer. We're going to have to drug them like they used to do B.A. Baracus, man. Do you see how fucked up this kind of shit used to be? Like, we seen that shit all the time. We like, man, how the fuck they gonna get this motherfucker on that plane? I ain't getting on a plane, Hannibal. Next thing you know, you're
right.
A damn plane.
That's gonna have to
be this maniac flying the plane, Murdoch on the plane and shit. You see what I'm saying? Crazy ass pilot out there. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So
who had the musical selection today? Johnstown had the music today, so y'all been listening to LL all day.
Don't hate on the
a little bit of Kwame, some Kwame in there.
hey, the polka dot.
Cool J for real. Hey, he said ladies love cool jobs. You know what I'm saying? Cool jobs today. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Yeah. Jobs got a biggity, you know what I'm saying, with his taco meat out. Like, yeah, man. But you know the ladies, man, they love cool jobs, man. You know what I'm saying?
They do.
The ladies love cool jobs, man. You know.
Till he start talking, then they be like, ah.
Ah. Yeah, I'm about to get on my tutorial, though, man, for real. So if y'all want to be involved in this tutorial lituation, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Let me know, man.
Oh, what we getting a tutorial for?
That's the speaking side. On the entertainment side, it's about to be a bomb-ass Wolf Phileas tour.
That's
about to be crazy. About to be crazy. About to be a bomb ass Wu Affiliates tour. So,
I'm
whoever
just gonna
sons
myself.
Of man, I know. Just, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, for Killer and them other Wu heads that's out there, it's about to be a Wu Affiliates, bomb ass Wu Affiliates tour. You know what I'm saying? In locations. You know, you see the Wu are out there. They're out there. Mike's and Menin out there, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Coming to all these cities, getting busy, performing songs off an album. 25 years old, man. You hear me? Don't nothing get old with us, man. Find a way to recycle it. You know what I mean? This is like all
and Josh
dudes
Town
that...
opening.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be on the tour opening up on the mic? Jobstown, man. Come on, man. It's about to be crazy, man. It's about to be crazy.
I'm
going to
be
man.
A tight man.
I'm going to be up there on my split star. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
On my split star.
I
want to
see that shit. That's what's up.
On my flavor born. You understand what I'm saying? But like, yo, born up there, like, Flavor Born, you know what I'm saying? Getting it, you know what I mean? Out there getting it, man. We too far removed from our people sometimes, man. We ain't out there. I ain't jumping in the crowd though. I ain't never seen Flavor Born do that, jump in the crowd. But I can get in the crowd and be hyped.
Nah, he wasn't built for that. He wasn't built for that.
Man. I don't think nobody would have caught him. You know what I'm saying?
No, that big
ass honest,
pocket
like,
hit somebody in the face.
Right. So I'm saying, like, I seen Meth and Red and Onyx jump in the crowd. You see what I'm saying? They got away with that, you know. That, like, them performers right there, Them is some of the wildest performers I ever seen.
And that's why they're still around.
Method Man, Red Man, Onyx, Nori and them. You understand what I'm saying? Like those cats, like the wildest dope, like the wildest concert I've ever been to was the Yin Yang Twins.
Mm.
When I say that they crew had to carry them niggas off the stage, they had to carry them off the stage. They was done. They was done. I'm talking about done, and you talking about like the crowd hype crazy nuts. Like them, like they was hyper than our entire crowd. When that energy ride like that, like you, man, I'm telling you, man, crazy. Yeah, man. It's a lot of little
But that
stuff,
was that
man.
Crunk era, though. That was that Crunk right. era. That was a good time.
Right. So I'm just seeing that, you know, and I've seen it. Like, we seen it before with other groups. You see what I'm saying? Like, Onyx had niggas shooting guns in concerts. Live. They were shooting guns on the stage. Real. Real guns on the stage. You know what I'm saying? Like, not props. Not what you call it. Not blanks either. You see what I'm saying? Like, everybody. It was crazy. It was a crazy, crazy time. And that resurgence right there, that energy, when it's no longer present, it's being repressed. So you got a lot of folks running around with that kind of energy and no release. So where is it being released? In the places where it don't need to be released. In schools, in home, on the job. Out in the streets. Because that energy exists. And that energy needs a conduit. Because it eats. You see what I'm saying? So either you working with it, or it's working on you. And it's going to eat. Regardless. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's that vibe. You like, you walking, next thing you know, like, you woke up on some ill shit. And then you outside and you met up with somebody who woke up on some ill shit. That's warfare.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So if you don't got creative conduits in spaces and places in your locale that will use that creative energy to build something, to create something, to sustain something, to fortify something, to establish something or reestablish something, all you're going to have is a warfare. And I don't know what the temperature is like where y'all at. It's like 100 degrees over here. It's like 100 yeah. degrees. You know what I'm saying? That down south heat, that sweltering heat, like, motherfuckers is ready for war. So if you don't have something established, reestablished, if you ain't putting something into work, that's why they be having all of them AAU tournaments and all that shit. You see what I'm saying? Like all that stuff that's going on, because that energy has to be exerted. It has to be something created and established to control that energy and harness that power for something constructive. Because if it ain't constructive, it's going to be destructive.
Yeah, it's going to come out in a fucked up way.
Right. Coming, regardless. You know what I'm saying? You just decide what it look like.
Basically, yeah.
Hey, fellas, so I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I got to dip.
Where you going, man? You just got here, man. My bad, man. Handle your business, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Enjoy
yourself, man. So
enjoy
I'm getting
yourself,
the eyeball,
man.
So. Man, enjoy your day, though, bruh. Be safe.
Right.
Have fun. You earned it. Shout out, Killer. And I'll holler at y'all.
All right.
All right.
Peace.
Take these bombs with you. Yeah. We had a crazy vibe, man. This vibe been crazy over here, Killer. I'm telling you.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? That's I was over up. Here talking to a black Tibetan Buddhist monk. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Up here vibing. You know what I'm saying? Just up here vibing, man. I'm telling you, like, crazy. We on here talking shit. Like, you know, I talked to him before the show. I'm like, yo, you know I'm about to go Last Dragon Golden Child on you and shit. He was like, it's okay, man. It's okay, you know. And he was vibing. I'm talking about he was talking shit, laughing, joking, all that. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm like, man, I said, you met a little naked man, and you gave him $100 and shit. You ended up in Tibet asking for the knife. He was dying, man. That guy was cool, man. It was cool. Some great people that came through here, man. Bomb ass dude, man. What's his name? Majestic Tillman. Him and his mother, Nikia Tillman. She writing a book. He's a writer, screenwriter, actor, and director.
Oh, that's what's up.
Little dude,
that's what's
genius.
Up.
He's a genius, man. Like he's an actor's actor. He's a director's director and a screenwriter. He got
hey,
some skills.
One stop shop.
Yeah, man. He got some skills, man. As I seen his work, you know what I mean. I seen some of the short films he did, and I was like, yo. Yeah, man. That dude is a legend in the making, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the dudes you put us on to the one short film, right? With him
yeah.
and the little yeah.
You see that vibe, you see that, you know what I'm saying? That's just him and his homie playing around. You know what I mean? Like
right.
him and his homie playing around. But that shit looked like Tupac and Omar Epps and shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That compelling type of vibe right there. You know what I mean? You know, DMX and Belly and shit. You know what I mean? Like, really,
right.
that type of captivating, you're like on the edge of your seat, like, damn, what's about to pop off? So imagine if they had a budget. What kind of stuff they could
right.
do. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm like, man, this joint's amazing. This cat's amazing. You know, his mom's is amazing. There's been some amazing people coming through here. And that's not some cliche shit that I just be throwing around. Like, it's amazing people out here doing amazing work, man. And they don't have a platform for them to be heard. And they don't even think
right.
about it like that. They're just busy out there doing the work, man. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, this is, you know, the reasons and the motivations behind, like, a tutorial. You know what I'm saying? It sounds
right.
funny, man. It sounds funny. It sounds crazy, but it's real. You know, you got to be able to go some places and give folks some blueprint, dynamic, straight up. You see what I'm saying? Some engagement physically. You got to transcend these barriers, you know, fiber optics and shit. You got to go look at it, motherfucker. You're like, yeah, what's good?
That's right, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And then, boom, on to the next one. 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 I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, man. Been a good ride, man. For real.
So, Sub, I'm glad you enjoyed your day and everything, man. So, y'all was having a cypher around here or whatever, right?
Who had that cypher going on?
You, Jobs, and Keith Turner, right? Y'all got the cypher.
Nah, man.
No, I'm talking
dick, man. I had to let her live in this joint. You see what I'm saying? We got the same born day, man. So, it's our born day today. You know what I mean? So, Got it. Because there's some people who got the same born day as me. I can't fuck with them. Can't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't fuck with no Cornel West shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I can't fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's a travesty. You know what I'm saying? It's a shared born day. you know, but I ain't about to get any fish. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, man, I got something.
I know you got something in the chamber over there.
Got to have something over here, man. I'm looking, man. Looking.
But I know you trying to play like some naughty or something, nigga. Let's take it back to Jersey, dog. I know you got, huh?
Something. I got something over there. Let me do it better. Let me just add this little flavor right here.
Oh, he said flavor. You know what that is.
Be around this music, it's therapeutic. The first press source of the day is so clear. When I walk in my head, there's a voice that talks in my ear. I can hear it so clear. You think I'm bugging, right? I'm just contemplating this style and how to flow this. Out to the west side, my killer Cali gangsters ride and get their head right. Yo, son, I'm on the next fight in. Twist something tight, I'm guaranteed to write a hit song before we reach. Throw the instrumental on and watch the word pattern of speech. Men form, military arm, ready to swarm. Get your party on, drinks on the house tonight. Ladies looking right, atmosphere nice and warm. We backstage like 100 deep strong. Ghosts want the red light on before we get on. An hour's too short to rock, we got a million songs.
Forecast showers heavy at times with occasional thunderstorms today and a high of 89 degrees. Partial clearing tonight with a low of 74.
Whoa,
let me
zone.
We know how me and the LB fam get motherfucking biz. Along on the track, we got the funk, got the spot. Cannabis and A-plus from Park Side Block. Hey, yo, think y'all lots of damn. Yeah, we come through like bulls. See, those niggas taking two bulls and pass. Nigga, watch your back once you talk out the ass. I back a 380 in my stash for protection. Family to raise, the world is acting crazy. I never thought I'd make it irresistible when I scramble. On point like a knife, I'm taking life as a gamble. Living in the rotten apple. Every chorus rotten, all my niggas rest in peace. See, you gone but not forgotten. Now my main wifey, dead as 86. Official lost boy since the year of 86. And fuck these crooked niggas, I could kill them with the passion. At times I feel like blasting in Jamaica, Queens slashing. You think you can fuck around, but yeah, you just thinking. It's over when I'm sober, imagine when I'm drinking. Without blinking, man, I tell you prove like pages. I rip you from the backyard, boss hands and stages.
A plus, the lyrically superb one. Spitting rhymes off the top of the tongue to burn your eardrum. Rock shit, make the opposite. Team call a timeout. Knock a nigga three times, my size out. Crowd loves what? When I ain't around, they ask for me. I buckle up and catch a wreck like a crab dummy. For the fast money, I get up in that ass money. The fact you trying to test me kind of bug me. I leave too fed up. A candy cap niggas trying to get up. The seeds get wet up with lyrical gun pellets. I blow up the spot when it's time to rock. I speak out, my boy rocks the peak out of the 100 watts. Who wanna cypher? I get dumb. Word to my mother, the father, the Holy Ghost, the rap run. When the source said it done, I end the service. Concocted the type of verses average MCs work.
Yo, 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 big dog, turn the track off. Yo, fake MCs, step to the rear. Real MCs, bring this shit up. No.
Fuck how you feel. Fuck with the lyrical skills again.
My style is milk and magnesia. Clutch the 5 feet and bust them on Demeria. Secure the area. My life familiar is ultimate superior. We don't jack cars, we jack for aircraft carrier. I bounce like trampoline when I be blowing the beans to pieces. Him, I'm like sewing machines and Jesus. When the shadows of the barrel pointing out my boy Camaro, I get punished like barrel for splitting. You better off singing Christmas carols for Christmas, because I'm on point like bow and arrow equipment. The president of chicken head conventions. I give you a deluxe crew plus legend. I got a headache from the stress of death. Not wearing the vest. 5'11 for being dirty. Course of 9:30. Yo, Mr. Cheetah, I made this bitch call police. She tried swallowing the 9 piece, but got a warranty on 4 teeth. I return like Machiavelli on 18-inch Pirelli. I'm starting battery like my palms is ever ready. Sharp as machete. Matter of fact, aside from cardiac,
the cannabis heavy. Ticket drama. Fierce enough to pierce the thickest armor. I smack bitches for trying to suck dick through the condom. Playing with the mic is something I won't do. My only concern when I approach you is to roast you. I smoke you or whoever you standing close to, and make every man in your crew deny that he knows you. Defeating niggas like Seagal Steven, putting them seeds in positions to prevent them from breathing. I make you question any and everything you've ever believed in by peeping your deepest secrets like psychic readers. What's the matter with y'all? I splatter y'all against the motherfucking wall with these raw lyrics I catapult. None of y'all got the balls big enough to battle. I go on and on like Erykah Badu. 100 times nicer than the best is. Twice as arrogant as KRS is. Who wanna test this? Fuck y'all, you don't impress me and no one can test me. The MC's so ill, I got AIDS scared to catch me. All that shit you poppin' don't stop when I put you in a headlock and apply pressure till I crush your motherfucking noggin. I grab mics and push niggas to the left so fast they hard end up on the right side of the chest. My hypothesis is that nobody can see this lyrical genius. I got it sold like a seamstress. But if you wanna battle, I'm down. If you got 9 lives, I'll take 8 of them off your hands right now. Step up and get your neck cut from ear to ear. If you survive, then you can come to the store with a beard. I'm the illest from Queens to the New Jerusalem, the British. Anyone who ain't feeling my shit, it can suck my dick. You need to quit it if you ain't spitting more than 50 bars per minute, cause you ain't in lyrical fitness. Kicking boring raps with metaphors is whack. All of your motherfuckers need Nordic track to get your weight up. Fucking with cannabis to get ate up. Beat down and sprayed up just for bringing my name up. Been rocking longer than niggas twice my age. Back in the days before Bob Marley was rocking the fade, before Honest Abe signed the paper that freed slaves, before Neanderthals was drawing on walls and caves. I existed in the Garden of Eden getting lifted, sticking dick to Eve before she was Adam's mistress, before Christ created Christmas. I've been in lyrical fitness. The cannabis is spitting to me spitless. 50 bars of total sickness. You won't forget this. I'm putting every whack I see alive on my shit list. Verbally vicious, telekinetically gifted. Took you a minute to exhibit that I'm sick with it. Now you tell me who you think is damaging shit. Going once, going twice, sold to that nigga named Cannabis. Me and Mr. Keith, A plus the phone doctor hopping after Huey helicopter to super chop ya. Group home and death squad. 9-7, nigga.
Never get old, right there. That's how you put that alchemist gumbo together real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
the Alchemist gumbo real quick and be like, yeah, that just happened to you. Don't worry about it. It's all good. But I thought, you know. My hypothesis is nobody can see this lyrical genius. I got it sold like a seamstress. Now, if you want to battle, I'm down. If you got 9 lives, I could take them off your hands like now. Step up and get your neck cut from ear to ear. If you survive, you could cover your scar with a bit. Come on, man. Man. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? So, Ashton J Electronica rocking earlier, you know what I mean? Had a little J Electronica fix. I was like, alright, you know, some Nipsey, you know, had the little medley going on today, you know, Key Turner came through with some blazing, you know what I'm saying? So what's a blazing situation, man? You know what I'm saying? I'm over here feeling like Johnny Kemp, you know, just got paid. Friday night, you know what I'm saying?
Friday night,
feeling it.
It's Sunday. Feeling all right, yeah. Yeah, man, it's Friday, man. It's Friday over here, man. You know what I mean? It's killer season, man. Friday, man.
Yo, but I
want to say something to these motherfuckers that be coming on here sometimes. And these are not the feelings of knowledge or due to knowledge radio. It's killer saying that. So if it's a problem, you holler at me about that. But some of y'all niggas get on here, y'all get y'all a little minute, you know what I'm saying, and you come back a few times, and y'all don't show love. Y'all take this little opportunity and run with it. And my man's is out here doing this shit for y'all. He not doing it for him. He doing this shit for y'all. So come back and show some love. Don't take that shit and run with it. And then when the nigga make an opportunity, we don't fuck with knowledge no more. We don't fuck with the show no more. We just took this minute and ran with it. Nah. Show that love. He ain't got to do this for y'all. But anyway, much love on the B-Days. You know what I'm saying?
That's deep, man. That's deep.
But that's just how it seems sometimes. So like I said, that's me saying that. So if it's a problem, come holler at me. Don't talk to my mans. Holler at me about that.
If you said it, I'm with it. So they can holler at me if they want to. You know what I mean? That's how they feeling. If they feel so froggish, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, it's a real dynamic, man. So, you know, like Monday was next Monday. This tomorrow we got Q Butter, but next Monday, June 10th, 900 episodes, man. You know what I'm saying?
900 episodes.
Man. So, you know, it's going down. It's going down, man. You gotta be in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? Gotta get my dialogue on, man, with you, Jake. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta go through some things on here. So I think that's gonna be Monday 7 o'clock or something like that. That's gonna be a crazy little jump off right there. Crazy little jump off.
I'm with it.
Yeah. I'm about to get up out of here. I'm smelling food and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here smelling food. You know what I'm saying?
You must have been drinking that water. That food helps out when you've been drinking all that water.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. Drink this water till the sun go down. Then I'm going to put that lab coat on. You know what I mean? Do my thing, man.
All right.
What you got to say to the people, man, before we get up out of this motherfucker?
Man, shout out to you for sure. You know what I'm saying? For always having me over here. Shout out to Knowledge, man. Shout out to Jogtown. To my co-defendant family, GP, GIZ, O'Blazy, Bogey. You know what I'm saying? And support this channel. Support all the channels in this network, man. Go hit their Cash App. You know? The help is appreciated. It ain't necessarily needed, but it's appreciated every second of every day.
Word. That's what it is right there. Killer killed it. So we about to get up out of here, man. It's killer season. You know what I'm saying? It's the sprint-a-thon over here. You know what I mean? We're getting busy. We're getting active. We're working. We ain't fucking with no rats, no snitches, no suckers, no hoes, no devils, no devil advocates. We're about here. True Butter tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gonna be in the building. Gonna be live. Gonna be crazy. You see what I'm saying? Gonna be crazy. So we're about here, killer.
All right, man. Good to be up on here with you.
Who can draw?